This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's Power Lunch on Power 98.7. Who's for Lunch is our Thursday segment where we hang out with someone respected, who we love, who's an artist, who's done well in their career, and invariably whose music is a soundtrack to much of our lives. And today we welcome multi-award-winning jazz singer Judith Sipuma into studio. Sis Judith.
What a pleasure. Wow.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you here.
I'm so excited.
You know, my visual, I'm very, very visual. And so as I thought of you being in studio, it felt like blossoms of flowers. It felt like you were going to bring fresh, beautiful, fragrant, lovely energy. And you always do.
Thank you. I'm glad.
So do you want to know what the internal poll has been between Oza and myself? What song do we start with? And you already know the top two songs that we were debating.
Yeah, I know.
They are which and which?
Well, you would possibly choose A Cry, Smile and a Dance, obviously, and then Power of Dreams. I don't know.
Okay, and so which one won, do you think?
Give them what they know
okay,
most.
Okay, let's do it. Do you want to introduce A Cry, Smile and a Dance?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hello everybody. Welcome to the Power Lunch with myself, Judith Sipuma, and Pabi Muloyi. And this is A Cry, Smile and a Dance.
Perfection.
If I remember the solo, it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. It's very rare that we get to surprise the artist with their own music.
Yes.
And this is A Cry, A Smile and a Dance, but this is with Kenny G.
And I'm surprised. I haven't heard this in such a long time, I promise you.
Is it called a remix? Is it called a collaboration? What is it called?
Well, he recorded it for his collection.
Yeah.
And it's on his collection.
I see.
So it's Judith Sipuma featuring Kenny G.
Did you have to go in and re-record?
No, we sent him everything.
Oh, I see.
And when we got it, he had to reproduce it. When we got it back, I was like, oh my goodness, it sounds so, even the mix was so fresh.
It's,
you know,
it's so
like,
stunning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's
that
a beautiful
is so
song.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
So take me back to that time.
So,
it's
2001. Oh my goodness. Let's start back from 2000. Yes. So in 2000, there's Judith Sipuma. I'm just coming back from Cape Town and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Because there was too many live performances at the time and I was nervous about moving to Joburg. Mm. I moved to Joburg and then I was forced to record this album, and there we are. We're recording the album, and then Slalo was playing the song, you know, in the room next door, and I was, you know, there was this one extra song that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what, that song is going to be so nice if I do it. Because he was doing it for his album.
Okay.
And I said, no, man, this is a Judith song. I can sing this better than anyone, you know.
Right.
And he gave it to me to sing, and we sang the song. The song was practically almost over, and we didn't have lyrics for it, and we didn't have most of the melody for it.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, okay, let's finish it off. We finished it off. But let me tell you, when I remember my little girl was 4 months old, she's now, what is she now? She
says
she's 20 something. I think she's 19.
20.
Yeah, she's somewhere there. But I keep saying, you're like 19. So she's 22, 23.
Yes.
So, you know, and I had postnatal depression, a very bad one. And this song gave me so much hope, because when we finished performing it, I promise you, I cried. I cried hearing it for the first time, because then everything made sense.
Mm.
The song gave me hope. And that's what I wanted and I wished everyone could feel. It was such an amazing feeling, you know, when I heard the song eventually. Putting the song together was like, no, let's just do it and get it over and done with. But, you know, it's amazing how when you're going through a certain time, a moment in your life, you would, and you're in creative person, you will bring it out somehow.
Yes.
And it all came out in the music for me.
That is why it is still as iconic as it is, because it comes from a very authentic place.
Yeah.
And I imagine it heals a lot of people.
It does.
And gives a lot of hope, even if you are in a hopeless and darker space.
Yeah.
Can you take me back to that time?
Yeah, so... And what you're saying now, actually, just recently, I get so many messages of people saying, you know what, I was, you know, on the verge of committing suicide. My relationship was over. But when I heard the song, you know, it brought us back together. I want to live now. A lot of great stories from the song. And in that, at that time, you know, it was really, really rough, because imagine, nobody ever wants to leave a place where they are comfortable. I was in Cape Town. I was happy. I was making money. And I mean, I didn't have to deal with Joburg and whatever Joburg came with.
Gosh, and Joburg's a lot.
Joburg is
as a Joburger, I'd like to apologize.
I'm also sorry. I'm practically Joburger now. Ooh, but oh my God, the pressure that came with being forced to leave when I didn't want to go.
Who was forcing you? What was forcing you?
Everything, life.
Okay.
It's like I didn't have a choice.
If making music,
if,
label.
If you don't go, this doesn't happen. You need to go, the kids this. You
know. So you're saying you just had your daughter?
I just had my... No, my daughter was born like a year
just
later.
Just
before Cry was born.
Okay.
Right. So,
the move is just... I'm with you.
You know, a year prior to that. So a whole lot of change, a whole lot of, I don't want to record. Because remember, I had signed a recording deal with Sony Music, with BMG at the time.
Yeah.
And I waited for like 3 years, still thinking, I just thought I was going to be attacked so much, you know, by the industry, by everyone. You know what? I came from a background of being attacked anyway. When I was still at varsity, people didn't like my hair. People didn't like my skin tone. It was really, really...
Within the school community?
Yeah, at varsity.
Judah.
It was crazy. It was crazy, you know. And my voice saved me from all of that.
My voice
saved me from a lot. Because the minute I was heard singing for the first time, people that I would never imagine would want me to come sing for them would ask me to sing.
Unbelievable.
Imagine you're this little girl from Polokwane and then you're experiencing all of that, you know. So,
but look at a few things, and now two examples, and I'm sure you can mention so many of your own artistry, your own skill, your music rescuing you, saving you. That's an incredible gift.
I treasure it, Pabi.
You do.
I respect my gift. I love my gift. I pray for it. I ask for everything for it. And I respect what I do, my job, very much. I'm everything love for it.
Yes.
Because I know what it can do, what it did for me, and what it can do for the next person. And what it's still doing for the next person, you know. And I remember praying for the album A Cry, A Smile and a Dance, the whole album that, and this is before we recorded it, I was like, you know what, I just pray that I record an album that'll stand the test of time. I didn't want a forgettable album. I didn't want to be forgettable as well, you know, and it did exactly that. It's still doing exactly that.
I mean, from 2001.
Dude, I remember...
I
remember, let me tell you, I had a conversation with Oleta Adams once.
Okay.
Guys, I do have conversations with
look
your Oleta.
This.
I'm sorry, but
I mean,
I do.
Look, for somebody who's performed at jazz festivals internationally, like, of course you do. So you were like, hi, Oleta.
No.
Hi, Judith.
We were actually chilling together.
Love it.
We were actually just sitting, and I asked her, how does she survive having to be asked to perform Get Here a million times?
Oh.
And you know what,
because
her answer
was. There's a story
behind that. Absolutely.
Yes.
And she answered me in the way I had been experiencing a cry. She says, Judith, I don't have a choice. This is the song that people want to hear. As long as they want to hear it, I will give it to them. And she did say that sometimes she doesn't even want to do it. There was a show I forgot to perform a cry. Trust me, I forgot to perform.
You were held back by your dreadlocks, I'm sure.
I was like, no, we're not doing a cry. You know, but it's a song. It's a song that changed my life until today. It's changing people's lives. So we got to give it to them.
Well, I love the grace that you have for it, because it happens with a lot of performers who don't want to think back to those early songs or, you know, the time that was challenging or difficult. But you have so much grace for it. I think you have a real understanding of how your music is a tool in many ways. And it has seen you travel all over the world for international jazz festivals, South African jazz festivals, performing in front of heads of state. I mean, it's quite incredible. And you mentioned Oletta Adams, another one of my absolute favorites. But in terms of artists and artistry, right?
Yeah.
What do most artists have in common, in your view?
We all want to remain relevant. We all don't know what the challenges are until we face them. And we all want to do this gig and that gig, but we can't do all of them, you know. And one other thing, I don't want to say a problem, that I was, you know, having a conversation with a lot of my musicians this week is, you know, winter, whenever winter happens, musicians go through a dry season, you know, and what happens then? And it doesn't matter whether you plan ahead of it or you don't plan ahead of it. It's a season that has to happen. So I think we will eventually have to understand that that season happens. So planning for it is important, whether you know it's going to happen or not. It's a season, but it passes. That's what it is. So we have a lot of things in common. But one thing we don't have in common is, I think, identifying between being an artist, being business-minded about your craft, respecting your craft, and knowing that your genre is different to the other. So we don't have to change genres because this genre is now doing well.
This is what's hot right now.
This is what's hot. No, stay where you are. That genre needs to be heard.
Well, you know, I was thinking about authenticity.
Yes.
Because you've got to, as somebody looking from the outside in, you've got to maintain your voice. Yeah. What is the spark that makes Judith different to somebody else's voice? And you've got to maintain that. And I can imagine, to your point, it's challenging with when what's hot right now might not necessarily be your genre.
Yeah.
But you've kept authentic and you've had these incredible connections and collaborations with Michael Bolton, Kenny G that we've just heard. Do these collaborations influence your approach to music at all?
Yes.
And how?
Absolutely. Firstly, they drive me to always want to do what I do. You know, if I can be recognized or be selected to do a collaboration with Michael Bolton, it means that they have their eyes on us. And honestly speaking, internationally, our contracts and theirs are so different. Ours, I won't even go there, but ours are very challenging.
Your record label contracts.
Contracts, yes. We don't have the same pleasures, if I may so put it, as international. And
to this day?
Yeah. Okay. I think, yes. And I think it'll, I don't know when it's going to change. It changes when you got to be so driven and fight for it. It is out there and we can have it.
Yeah.
You know, we really, really can have it so that our music doesn't suffer. So having to interact with artists like Michael Bolton, all of them, can only drive you to want to go more into it and get it. Because it is out there for us to get.
So is it things like, you know, you'll watch, and I've hosted many of these events where there'll be a South African contingent and then there'll be the international contingent. Yeah. And then I look at what rooms are available as backstage for both. Mm. What the tech rider looks like.
You're breaking my heart, but you're going there.
I love the look on your face because it's confirming what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
And we don't mostly talk about it, but it is what it is. You'll even hear someone even saying change to South African sound or change to international sound.
Yes,
that's what we hear. And then when Judith performs, it's the sound. But when Beyonce comes, I'll say Beyonce. I don't know why, but she just came.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I was watching her video actually now.
Yeah.
So, you know, when she comes, her sound is like boom.
Yeah.
And she's got everything that you wanted to have.
Is it budgets? We always blame budgets. It's a nice little thing to blame.
I don't think it's budgets. It's like, listen, this is a deep conversation.
Yeah.
This is very, very deep. And it's not just deep, it's very important because, you know, some artist out there is going to, you know, want to hear some of these things.
Yes.
It is how we structured ourselves, and it didn't just begin now.
Mm.
It started a long time before we possibly even started singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe things were just being accepted because they were. What was being given or being laid on the table. But now we are suffering, you know, having to adjust and to accept what has been given. You know, but we've got a great contract. We got a great contract.
Good.
No.
Hence you were mentioning
oh my goodness.
The artistic and the
yes,
business.
You gotta know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say it's out there for us to take and we can take it.
Yeah.
And I would like to see a lot of us South African artists, when we get there, your changing room has got, even if it's a beautiful bunch of flowers, because you deserve it, you know? You look good, your room smells nice, you've got everything you want in your little fridge.
Mm.
You know, if your technical writer says salmon, have that salmon, you know? So we have to do that. Reasonably so, artists.
For sure.
Reasonably
for sure.
So.
But yeah. I think there is something to be said about the power of how you come to the stage.
Yeah.
We know the voice. We know the music's been expertly prepared and rehearsed.
Yeah.
You know, the band is ready. But energetically, how you come to the stage.
Yes.
And that's all part of it. That's very
it
important.
Is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're hanging out with multi-award-winning jazz singer who just called me dude.
Oh, and my
I
goodness.
I love it so much.
You do?
We're seeing a different side of you. This is fun.
People don't know I'm telling you.
So let's carry on the fun after this. Your 2:30 Power Headlines. Power Lunch
with Bobby Molloy. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m.
Who's for lunch this afternoon with myself, Bobby Molloy, and we're hanging out with multi-award winning jazz singer, Sister Judith Sipuma. Lovely, lovely, lovely to have you here. And M. Dollar puts it beautifully, honey, with caramel and a touch of vanilla mixed with all the sweet stuff. And that's Judith's voice.
Aww, thank you.
A mesmeric and enchanting artistry. Music by Judith has provided solace and a magical experience for music lovers, while she allows you to enter into her world through the power of dreams.
Oh.
Wow, you are poets out
yes,
there.
Yes,
power people, that's Gauchel, okay, with a warm personality as well. Lamench says, greet this queen for me. Tell her I'm inviting her for a cup of tea at Tembisa Ekuruleni. Listening from Nonjaneni section in Tembisa. Well, there you go. You have tea invites.
That's it.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right.
Yeah,
we've also got some voice notes that have come through on 0833037093. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Bobby. It's Pete from PTA. I just want to say thank you to Sis Judith for the music that she made through all these years. We grew up with Cry and Smile, I know it. Grew up with it. I also love a song in this album. It's called Tzileng. There's a song called Tzileng.
Yes.
I love Tzileng.
Oh, really?
I love
Tzileng. Wow.
The guitar that is playing there.
Yeah.
And the message in the song.
Yes.
I love Tzileng. I love another song called Either One of Us.
Neither one of us. Yes.
No,
yes.
An American artist, I forgot her name.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys something.
Oh, yes.
Gladys someone. She sings it so well. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. It's
absolutely. I mean, he's picking songs that I cannot even imagine hearing someone talk about them. It's beautiful.
And so when you go back to that moment and you think, oh, we just need another track. It's never just another track.
It never, you know what? It really, really never is. Mm. Yeah.
Let's speak to Hamlet, who's in Pretoria. Hi, Hamlet.
Hi, Fabi, and to Judith.
Hi.
Hi, Judith. You know, I mean, I love you first and foremost, and I love your work, and I love your music. I love the consistency and the simplicity, you know, in how you do music, because it the essence of what you do really embodies who you are as a person. And I remember, I think 2012 at the Lyric Theatre, there was a performance that you did, I think, with your daughter.
And
you were both wearing red and black. It was an awesome performance. And I thought that the chemistry between you and daughter is just so natural because of mother and daughter. But even musically, it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, have you ever performed, you know, in your earlier days, probably 99, 2000, on about there with Moses, by any chance, and Jimmy Gugu, sharing your face together at the bass line?
Yes, we did. Yes. Definitely.
I remember that because, I was also quite new to the genre.
Yes.
And I thought that was just an amazing performance. Yeah,
Those were the days.
In Melville, Baseline.
Yes. Absolutely. It was one of my favorite places, Baseline. Every musician could go there, get together, and just share in music. Music would just unite us so beautifully.
You have created beautiful memories at the Baseline.
Absolutely.
I remember I used to bring clients there back in the day.
Thank you for that.
And keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hamlet. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Moses is on the line as well. Hi, Moses.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Great, thanks. Hi. Welcome.
All right. Hi, Judith.
Moses. I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm the surviving member of Sangomoda the Trumpet.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
Moses.
I'm fine.
Thank you. So good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you too, my dear. You know, you mentioned something about the genres and the music and winter happened to being a dry season for artists. It's so true.
Yeah.
But Bobby, you know, my biggest concern is what is the Department of Arts and Culture doing with our money as musicians? It's no longer about how the budgets are controlled. Now it has been a minister after a minister to this day.
It's so sad.
South African musicians
are
not given their money to survive.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot be hoping that Samro or, you know, radio stations should play music and the royalties should be submitted with Samro. It's then when the artist is getting money.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't happen at all?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I think media should come handy on this. But you're doing well as a powerful radio station to solve people's problems.
No, absolutely.
Can you focus on this fraternity? Judith has been... Judith is no longer a legend, she's an icon.
Yes.
But to this day, she's still complaining about one thing all the time.
Yeah.
Can it be taken care of so that our South African artists can be looked after?
Mm.
And, you know, maybe next time they won't be even expensive when they do events. They will push volume. You know, when there is money coming in from the other end, when it comes to entertaining people, it's no longer going to be a costly for promoters to actually look at them.
Yeah.
That is why people are now using back debt. You know, we're no longer enjoying live performances anymore because of the cost.
Wow. It's true.
Yeah.
Of living that is so high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, congrats, my dear.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you so
much. You know, we worked together. You know, it was beautiful working together then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though we were just working hard to entertain people, but not making much. But we hope there's going to be change.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
My dear.
Thank you so much.
I mean, icon to icon. That was beautiful to behold. Dr. Moses, thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, Galibu.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
No, this is serious.
Yeah.
This is serious. And I don't believe in negotiating musicians or asking them.
So the laws need to change.
Yeah, this is the conversation I was having yesterday and today.
Okay.
With, you know, people trust people like me to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
They might see me coming back from this long tour or from this trip from there. They think that Judith has got it together, you know, but a long time ago, he said it, musicians were fighting to actually entertain people without having nothing to take back home. So that cannot still be happening today. And I'm saying not taking anything to, having nothing to take back home, because you are so negotiated all the time.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, we support our promoters, we love our promoters, but I started doing my own productions.
Yes.
Because that's where I decided, if I'm not going to get it out there, I'm going to make it happen for myself.
I mean, those legendary nights.
Legendary nights,
must
yes.
have been so different.
Yes.
Because you were yes. you were the name, you were the face, yeah. you yeah. were the performer.
Yeah. And they were exciting to put together. But
yes.
you have to be willing to make such a huge sacrifice to be able to put that concert together.
Mm.
And because I don't want to be negotiated down when I do concerts, anyone who comes and they perform at a legendary night,
yeah.
we did not even negotiate them. You tell us what we want, what you want, and we make it happen.
Amazing.
You know, and I think it was just a legendary night is so that I can perform with people that have changed my life, that has been on this journey. But there's so many.
Eventually,
there's so many.
Eventually, you have to do that.
We have to.
Eventually.
We really have to.
You can't wait for the phone to ring.
No.
You have to create
no. yeah.
your own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a career.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to talk about these unbelievable images and then the name Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
there you are. And it's incredible at the Coca-Cola Arena.
Oh,
and I know
goodness.
When you're in Dubai, nothing is negotiated
Dude.
In Dubai. Nothing is a half measure
Listen,
in Dubai.
Yo,
tell me about what this concert series was.
So it started a year ago. I've been with Hans Zimmer for about a year. I think last year, January, I started with him in Dubai. And then from Dubai, we went to Europe for about almost 3 months. It was a life-changing experience. Actually,
uh-huh.
it is the best experience of my entire career.
Is that so?
The best experience was performing with Hans Zimmer and everyone on that crew.
Mm.
We were like one big, huge, happy family.
Mm.
I'm talking technical to stage to main artist, all of us. It was amazing.
The Hans Zimmer
yeah.
live tour.
Yeah.
And so it's your music, but it's his music, but it's whose music is being performed.
So he's a movie score writer,
yes.
right? And so he takes all his music, he puts it down for us to perform.
Oh, wow.
So we get to enjoy all these movies we've seen live. All these, I mean, I do like 5 songs in that entire program. The whole concert is about 2.5 hours.
But that's quite a chunk, isn't
it? No, it is a lot because
yeah.
the songs are very close. Before you know it, the show is done.
Right.
You know, and then the finale is The Lion King, which
oh.
is really, really massive. You know, whenever Lebo starts, Lebo M, when he starts, you know, the nads and going, yo, you should see how people just really, really light up. They go, they just, the whole venue just, you know, lights
so
up.
So what did you sing?
So I would sing The Lion King with him.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of beautiful, beautiful parts in The Lion King.
Yes.
And they make me shine so nicely.
I love it.
They're so beautiful. So it's like, you know, as Hans always says, he says, all of us are stars.
Yeah.
They are. Everybody who is on that team is a star in their own right. But when we come together, we become even bigger stars because he's such a huge star. You know, so
sure.
he does not make us feel like you're a Judith. You know, and if I remember the first time when he walked in Dubai and I was so shy, guys. I never shake and I was like, yo, let me go sit at the back. So I went to sit at the back, right? And when he came, he said, where is the new girl? Where's the new girl? Why are you sitting at the back? Like, come here. It's Judith, right? And then I said, and I promise you, from then onwards, I became young Judith to him until now.
That's incredible.
And when he says, hello, my love, how are you? I mean, it's we are like a family.
Yes.
And I remember, I learned so much from that, so I promise you, humility. I learned
mm-hmm.
so much how to treat my musicians,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to give them the best, how to, for example, the food we eat.
Mm.
Oh my goodness, it is so good. There is nothing like yo lalela
takeouts.
Hey,
yeah.
oh no, we get properly treated. The
wow.
hotel, the ground transport. Our road manager on that tour is the best I have seen in the world. Mm. The best, the best.
Did you feel celebrated?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, Bobby,
Without fighting for it, eh?
No, it just happened. It was almost like an affirmation again, over and over again with every performance.
Sure.
That, Judith, this is it. This is what you were born to do. You were destined for greatness. And this is it. This is greatness.
Would you ever go live overseas?
I would. Oh, yeah. No, I tried and I would. That's what we were talking about actually this week. I definitely would. Because I want to hear that change to international sound. And I'm there.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Yes! I tried. You know, I was in London for a bit. I was in the US. I tried to live out there. And
what was the issue? What brought you back home?
Oh, another conversation for another day. No, I lost my boy.
Yes.
So then I came back home. I came back home and we had to lay him to rest. Yeah. And then I stayed. That's when A Power of Dreams was released. Mm. Yes, but it was recorded in the States. I was gone, guys.
You were gone.
I was really gone. And I was gone on my own. Nobody called me out there. I decided to book a plane ticket and got on a flight. I didn't know where I was going to stay, and I ended up in Atlanta. Stayed in Atlanta for like a month, recorded my album. The second month, my son passed on. I even had an apartment, guys. I was sorted. I was gone. I was just looking for a car.
You were gone. You were so gone.
And I was happy in that short space of time, the opportunities that were coming, were arising. I mean, Felicia Mabuza was there.
Yes.
And when she heard I was there, she would like say, no, there's this event, come, you know. But let me tell you what is the one of the most greatest attitude that I have. I am not afraid to start afresh.
Sure.
I am not afraid to throw it all down and say, I'm going to start here.
Yeah.
And the biggest one is, I know I will make it. I've got that in me. I've got such a crazy drive for it. So if anyone comes to me talking about letting go, they won't let go.
Sure.
They won't let go.
As long as you have breath in your body.
That's it. You do
but
it.
But you could have gone back.
Yes, I could have gone back. So what happened is Power of Dreams is out.
Mm.
That's when the legendary nights were created. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of things were created. So I really, really was working quite a lot here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these other great opportunities came. Now you're traveling the world, you know, and it's just really, really awesome.
Okay.
So, but I think eventually I won't move there now. I will go back here now and then. To just
we
try
almost
and.
Need a you know how the Americans have the Vegas residency?
Yes.
We almost need that kind of space where you could be for two, three, I mean, however long Celine Dion was in Vegas.
Will it work, Pebby? Yeah. Is our people...
We have a smaller population, so I think it'll be more challenging to fill up arenas.
Yeah.
As often.
Yeah.
But we need something that would provide that kind of consistency.
You know, Zahara tried it, right?
I didn't.
Zahara tried it with Emperor's Palace.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So, it was residency. And I think we can start at a venue like that.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be massive. But we just need that confirmation that our people will support us.
Right.
That's all.
Well, I'll be there. And I go nowhere.
Definitely.
I don't ever leave my house.
Tell me. You and me both. Oh, that's another thing, guys.
I go nowhere.
I'm so like, for me, my life is gym.
Yes.
Home.
Yeah.
Stage.
Speaking of gym.
Yo, I'm ready now. I'm ready now.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
You're looking good. I'm killing it, guys. You are killing it.
I am not even playing.
So much so that people are picking up your gym photos and making other stories about it.
Did you see that?
I did see it.
And they say they called me. Nobody called me, guys, just so you know. And he's here. He's outside. I'm like, dude.
So what's the story?
No, the story...
I mean, if he's outside...
You know what? Dude, no, you gotta go to gym. That's what they're saying.
Okay, so hang on. You're in the gym. You take pictures at the gym. We all take pictures at the gym.
Everybody takes pictures at the gym.
Then you take pictures with, I don't know, is he your trainer? Because you're very comfortable in each other's space. Would you have to be with a trainer?
Let me check. Baby, were you taking my... You know what the sad part is? The sad part is they just caught it very late, almost 10 years late. So it's way too late, guys. Forget it.
It's been in the mix.
Like, this is done, man. This is done. But I found love. Hey, we will. Let me tell you, Spusus was the one who loved more. He loved more than anyone.
Okay.
He crawled on the floor. He was like, yo, he was finished, you know.
Sure.
And I thought, oh my God. And he's the one who posted the video, yes, actually. Yeah. But anyway, it's okay because
they're saying you revealed your new relationship.
I didn't. You know what?
Like, wow.
Can I tell you how that video happened?
Tell me.
So I hope he's listening. So, no, he's outside. I just hope that he can hear us.
Yes, he can. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So he puts on this. He's always, you know, putting training videos on because he's a personal trainer,
yes,
and he's working on this endorsement with Under Armour, and. So he puts it together, and I was so asleep, tired from a session, the gym session the night before. Yeah,
I got you.
So he says, he comes in and he says, "Baby, accept." I'm like, accept what? Collaboration on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God. So then I click. I'm like, I accepted. By the time I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going back to sleep.
So you didn't even really realize what he'd put up.
Yeah,
there.
But because, you know, we
so
trust
beautiful.
Each other. There's no secret there. We're not hiding anything and we're not announcing anything.
Yes.
And I would just wish that our South African people could be so a little bit respectful. Remember, we bring you beautiful music. It doesn't change when you see me having coffee with someone.
Oh.
You know, that's all we do. And we love our South African people. But yo, hey, could have.
Umgosi.
So...
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that we could clear things up.
Yes, no. I'm happy, very happy.
This isn't
happy.
A controversy.
No, guys.
This is beautiful.
I'm so happy, yes. I'm so happy, and he is the kindest. When I say kindest, most respectful, humble, he's the humble one.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the one. He's
your
the one.
Skin is glowing.
Yeah.
Your physique is glowing.
You know what he's going to say when we leave here? He says,
yeah, that's so lovely. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. Now, I'm happy. I'm very happy, guys. Don't even think that any post on social media is for anything. I'm human. I'm like anybody else. And leave my past behind, please.
For sure.
Woo!
Sure.
But I'm very happy.
We're all moving forward.
Let me move forward. Yeah. And I hope you move forward.
Yeah.
You who write these things, who disrespect your South African artists, people who love you, people who want nothing but the best for our country. So please.
Well, all I can ask for is more gym videos.
They are coming.
Like that.
Friday.
Also.
No, on Friday, he's going to post another one. He's
Thank
on a mission.
You so much.
Thank you. Beautiful.
You know, can we quickly talk about parenting?
Yes. I'd love to talk about that.
Please talk about that because you've had extraordinary experiences, high highs and extremely low lows. Yeah.
Okay. I got a video today from my daughter who's in Zurich.
Okay.
She's going to live there. She's getting married there.
Oh.
That's how good life is. So my kids, your parents, your children, we can only love them. It's not always, you know, good. Most of the time, actually, it's hard because you're a parent. Mm. You want the best for them. Mm. And they think they know what's best. All the time, they know what's best. Yeah. But it's not as easy as it is. But we are parents. We know better. Remember, you're older than them. Mm. So what we can do is to be hard on what you believe in for your children. Don't ever move from that. No matter what they can say, support them as much as they can and discipline them as much as you can, but with a lot of love.
Lots of love.
That's it. That's the biggest thing for me. My kids know, even if I can say, I am going to kick you out of my house, he knows that, you know what, 10 minutes later, I'll be like, but why did you do that?
Sure.
You know, so we need to really be hard on them, but love them. Really love them. They're going to give you gray hairs before your time. Mm. I already have a few.
Mm. I think that's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
Stay strong to what you believe.
Absolutely. Don't be moved
values.
By these kids.
But,
yeah, don't. These kids will die.
With love.
With love. With a lot of love. With
Gauteng
a lot of love.
Gauteng Jazz Concert.
Ooh, yes.
That's next week.
What to wear?
Well, you look hot. You can just wear anything. We know that. Personal trainer at home for 10 years.
You?
But tell me, what can we expect music-wise?
I am working on a beautiful program. You know, it's also my birthday as well on the 29th. Yes, I've been turning 40 for the past 10 years. So, guys, please.
I turned 40 this year and I think I'm going to turn 40 next year as well.
Please keep it at that.
Here I am.
It's your right. Yes, you can.
Yes, 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 you can.
Yes,
congratulations on your birthday
you.
Coming
yes,
up.
Yes, thank
but,
you so much.
I mean, people, I'm sure, are very excited.
Oh, Soul and Jazz.
Are there still tickets available?
They were sold out within the first 6 weeks. But I think they opened up a couple of tickets. I actually should have asked Kilo. I think there is. Please okay. check on my page.
We will
post today just now.
We like the latecomers, though,
I
with
know,
tickets. Oh,
they were gone 6 weeks. And we actually have another one coming next year. So I will do, I mean, it will be announced on the day, okay. on the 29th. So okay. the ticket sales for that one will be open on the 25th. Be ready, guys.
Beautiful.
Don't say we didn't tell you.
Have you got the track ready, Oza?
Uh-huh. Okay. Which one is it?
I think we should end with Power of Dreams.
I love that song.
Can we do that?
My 19 to me, now 23-year-old daughter, she's the one who wrote that. The lyrics and everything. I didn't write
goosebumps.
Nothing. Yeah, she wrote
You
that
are so
song.
Beloved. You're so respected.
Thank you.
You are so cool.
Thank you.
Keep all the things that keep your smile shining up.
Thank you.
Because
thank
it you. Keeps us shining as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners. Love you guys.
Judith Sipuma in studio with us. And that's how we round out our show for this Thursday. God bless you.
The thoughts that we have and the things that we like to do, with them it's unbelievable. The things that we do as we grow, how to change the world for better ways. How they blow my mind, cause you see how it is.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.